Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, the Memorial Day edition of the program.
Live Memorial Day edition.
Exactly, and to bring you this Memorial Day show, as we are live, we've got a special guest host who's filling in for our normal guest host, Gardner Goldsmith could not be with us today. So in his stead, we have Puke.
Puke. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Now, Puke, how did one get a name like Puke? Are you prone to this activity?
Well, the real story is really boring, so I just tell everybody a much better story that I made up, and that is that I filled a tuba with vomit in high school.
Excellent. That is a good story.
So Puke's with us tonight, and he's a member of Iraq Veterans Against the War. And we should talk a little bit more about what that is, but I want to start things out tonight with something that we mentioned over the weekend and did not get a chance to get to. Mark, you had something that you wanted to share from General Smedley Butler. And in honor of Memorial Day, you wanted to share the words of a two-time Medal of Honor winner?
Yeah, and a lieutenant general in the United States Marine Corps. So it's
from the early part of the 20th century. When was this written? 1940s or something?
This is actually from 1933, okay. From a speech that he delivered. But, you know, it seems like when people, you know, say things against the military-industrial complex or against the idea of war or solving your problems with violence, institutionalized violence on such a scale, that they're usually, talked about as though they're cowards, as though they are, you know, unwilling to fight if the metal hits the road or whatever the term is, they're just not willing to fight. So I thought that the words of Smedley Butler, two-time Medal of Honor winner, and you can call him a coward if you want, ought to be pretty appropriate. He says, "War is just a racket. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it's about, and it's conducted for the benefit of very few at the expense of the masses. I believe in adequate defense of the coastline and nothing else. If a nation comes over here to fight, we'll fight. The trouble with America is that when the dollar earns 6% over here, then it gets restless and it wants to go overseas and get 100%. Then the flag follows the dollar and the soldier follows the flag. I wouldn't go to war again, as I've done to protect some lousy investments of the bankers. There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights. War for any other reason is simply a racket. There isn't a trick in the racketing bag that the military gang is blind to. It has its finger men to point out enemies, its muscle men to destroy enemies, its brain men to plan war preparations, and a big boss, supernationalistic capitalism." And, I'm not exactly sure what capitalism means here for Smedley Butler, but it's his speech.
Sounds like he's referencing crony capitalism, the idea that there are certain companies that really benefit from the war machine.
Yeah. "It may seem odd for me, a military man, to adopt such a comparison. Truthfulness compels me to. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service as a member of this country's most agile military force, the Marine Corps. I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general, and during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business." By the way, I've heard him called a major general and a lieutenant general my readings about him, so I'm not 100% sure if he ended up as a two-star general, as a three-star general, or if he was like, you know, promoted post-mortem or something like that. I don't know. But I've heard both of these before.
Well, the major general is two-star.
Right.
Lieutenant is three.
Correct. That much I know. I know it's backwards.
Yeah. People could just get it wrong. Journalists do that.
Yeah.
Misquotes.
"I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, for the bankers. In short, as a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. I suspected I was just part of the racket at the time. Now I'm sure of it. Like all the members of the military profession, I never had a thought of my own until I left the service. My mental faculties remained in suspended animation while I obeyed the orders of higher-ups." And you know, I'm not saying that military men's brains are in neutral. He's saying that. I'm not saying that. But I think that it's that they don't promote that sort of thought.
Obviously, it's a true story for him.
Yeah.
Right. Right, because I would certainly say that, my mind was not idle, so to speak, while I was in the military. I was certainly thinking about stuff like that. And then I also had, thanks to the internet and podcasting, I came across you guys while I was in the military. So I had, information was greater now than it obviously was back in the...
That's true.
Well, yep. World War One, when he was a general and fighting.
What if he would have? What if somebody? What if you would have shared this information? I mean, you must have shared it with somebody. But what if you would have shared that information on a large scale while you're in the military? How would that have gone for you?
Well, large scale, absolutely, that would have been bad. They sort of like the same way that you're not allowed to attend political rallies and things like that in uniform. You can't. You can't go to protests and stuff while in uniform. You're allowed to do it while out of uniform. Your chain of command, if they get wind of it, might harass you or something like that, or the guys. But other people might not. It's because I talked to guys about the whole libertarian thing, and there was a few of them that agreed. But the military, at least nowadays, I mean, back in Smedley Butler times, they were all drafted for the Great War, so to speak.
Many of them were, yeah.
Yeah, and so nowadays there's a lot of guys like myself that just joined the military for a myriad amount of reasons, to get away from home, for college money, just because for whatever reason after 9/11 they felt patriotic and wanted to do something.
Sure.
So yeah, there's definitely a lot of soldiers will think for themselves, but you can't really act on it because you are stuck there. You're essentially indentured to the military.
Oh yes,
because you oddly enough signed a contract at 17 or 18 years old.
Right, and they're not willing to necessarily stand up, even though we've seen that when that happens, sometimes it works out in the favor of the individual. I think Lieutenant Watada from Hawaii was one of the stories where he refused to deploy to either Iraq or Afghanistan. And
right.
Do you remember the rest of that? How that ended up panning out? They didn't really do anything.
I don't recall exactly what happened to him. I think he did serve some jail time.
Really?
I'm not certain. No,
I don't think he did. I think some enlisted guys did, but they don't like to put the lieutenants in jail if they don't have to. That's not their game, you know? The officer, yeah, well, they're gentlemen.
Yes, correct.
So Smedley Butler continues. I helped make Mexico, especially Tampico, safe for American oil interests in 1914.
The more they stay the same, huh?
Yep. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National City Bank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of half a dozen Central American republics for the benefits of Wall Street. The record of racketeering is long. I helped purify Nicaragua for the International Banking House of Brown and Brothers in 1909 to 1912. Where have I heard that name before? I don't know. I have brought light to the Democratic Republic of Dominican Republic for America sugar interests in 1916. In China, I helped to see that Standard Oil went its way unmolested. During those years, I had, as the boys in the back room would say, a swell racket. Looking back on it, I felt I could have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was operate his racket in three districts. I operated on three continents. Hmm. And that's points out there, just sort of vaguely, that essentially that's what government is. It's the most successful group of gangsters in a given geographic area.
It's true.
And they've got their colors. They've got their little gang symbols. They've got their gang handshakes. They do all that stuff.
And they stay together like a gang, and they use coercion like a gang.
But absolutely. When you're in the military, they ask you when you sign up and when you're going through basic training if you are a member of any extremist organizations, that have similar haircuts, similar styles of dress. And I always, sort of being a smartass, love to say, I'm in the military.
There aren't too many other organizations that are so extreme. They're literally going around the world killing people, exterminating life.
And getting away with it and having people, people cheer us on, more blood, more blood.
Sick. The people that are doing the cheering, and I think this is what's sucking the life out of the war machine to some extent. It's getting it's less violent out there, and it's that there's the proliferations of cameras, journalists embedded, and all that stuff. People can see now what happened, whereas they couldn't see previously.
Yeah, watching videos online and seeing it for real, that'll help.
It's disgusting.
We are back with more here in moments. You're welcome to add your thoughts in here. Are you a veteran? Do you want to reflect on what you learned being in the military? 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here. Puke is with us as well.
And Puke, I'm new.
And Mark.
And, by the way, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, and they include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive, over 500,000 posts await you there. It is virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind as you view. Use your discretion. bbs.freetalklive.com is the place to go.
Today's Memorial Day, and here's Mike Buck to tell you why you should share in the special moments and memories with friends and families. You should also be sharing the gift of New Zealand's Nature Bee.
Hey, happy Free Talk Live Memorial Day, everybody. You know, you bet. You start taking HMB every day, you get every single one of the 22 elements you need for good existence. That gives you more energy, better sleep, improved concentration, huge boost to that immune system. You take the two golden capsules, you get every vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant your body needs to cope with what's coming up after the holiday.
That sounds great, but how will you know that Nature B is actually working?
You know, that's a good question. Shortly after you take Nature B, everybody notices a beautiful deep night's sleep for a change. Then little things, silkier hair, clearer skin, longer nails that you got to cut all the time, you'll be feeling a lot better. And how about this? Tons more energy.
Well, tons more energy is certainly good. How can our listeners get Nature B?
See, that's the easy part. There's a couple of ways to do this. Right now, you get a big six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We toss in for Free Talk Live everywhere, three more months for free. That's all with a money-back guarantee. So you make the toll-free call. Here it comes, 1-866-834-8355. It'll be on its way, 866-834-8355. Or, of course, online, NatureBe with two E's. That's NatureBEE.com.
Now, Mike, before I'm going to give that number again, but I just want to tell us real quick about that money-back guarantee. How do people take advantage of this? If it doesn't work out for them, they might be a little worried about it. Tell us about the money-back guarantee.
That is a great question, and here's the deal. The Cook family that owns the company is so sure it's going to work for you, they give it a money-back guarantee. Now, some people, in a couple of days, they start feeling better. Some people might take a month, but the good news is you can take Nature B for the full 9 months. And if you don't feel the power of pollen that we promise you, you send back the empty jars. We send you back all your money.
It's a great deal. Thank you, Mike Buck. Everyone, that number once again is 866-834-8355. And you can be like me and order yours today or go online at naturebee.com.
Our toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can join us again online at freetalklive.com. Let's go into your phone calls here. I want to come back to discuss Iraq veterans against the war. But first, Eric is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I hope y'all don't mind me changing the subject for a minute. I'd like to say a couple words about the oil spill.
By all means.
It's my opinion that the federal government is directly responsible because it was federal regulation that forced BP to build their well in waters over a mile deep where a human being can't even go to the bottom and fix the problem. And that's all I really got to say. I'm going to hang up and listen to y'all's comments.
Well, thanks, Eric. I appreciate your call tonight, and I definitely understand where you're coming from. I mean, certainly it's the environmental regulations, as I understand it, that drove BP out there in the first place. So from that perspective, they're responsible, but of course they're never going to be held responsible. There's no way to do that because, well, they're the government and it's their court system. And
because corporations are pure evil, they're bad, and we have to blame them.
It's a lot easier to blame BP than it is to blame the government, you know. And people know that blaming the government isn't going to do any good anyway, so why do it?
Toll free number here is 800-259-9231. Again, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. So, Puke, joining us here tonight in the studio.
Hello.
From Iraq Veterans Against the War. Now, you were out today doing a parade, I guess.
That's correct. I participated in the Memorial Day parade for Manchester, New Hampshire.
So, were people receptive? I mean, a Memorial Day parade, you know, Iraq veterans against the war. It seems like they could be throwing rotten tomatoes at you or something.
Well, they apparently have in the past. This is the first time that I've participated in the parade here in New Hampshire. And we got a pretty good amount of applause. I'd say at least, you know, half the people on the side of the road would clap and say, oh, you know, yay. There was only 10 of us there. There was also members from Veterans for Peace. And
did you have a banner, signage?
There were two banners, a couple flags, an American flag.
Gotcha.
Then there was me. I just sort of looked stupid because I was just walking along with nothing in my hands.
And did you get all dressed up in your what do you call them, fatigues?
Fatigues, no. We were just the members of the IVAW organization. There was three of us, and we just had our black T-shirts that said Iraq Veterans Against the War on it. We don't have a uniform. You know, I'm sure that if I'd planned it more, you know, I could have put on, like, you know, one of my old Army hats or something like that, just to sort of fill in
the
role. Yeah, you get the cred. There was one of the gentlemen there, a Vietnam veteran, and he was wearing his, you know, an old BDU top, and with a couple piece
battle dress uniform.
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. Get to get those acronyms out there for people.
Sorry, your typical green, black, and brown camouflage top from the that you saw throughout the 90s. Now, of course, the Army has gone to their fancy digital camouflage, which is called ACU.
So
Advanced Combat Uniform.
Is it actually better?
No, it's a complete piece of crap.
But what makes you say that?
Well, because actually it's supposed to blend in. The new ACU pattern is supposed to blend in with more environments, and it turns out that it sort of doesn't blend into any of them.
Any environments,
and
well.
The Army is actually developing now only, I think it's only been like 5 or 6 years later, they're actually working on coming out with another camouflage pattern again.
Why would digital be good camouflage?
Well, actually,
life is very analog.
Well, actually, the digital pattern works good because it's made up of a bunch of little pixels of squares.
Mm-hmm.
Nature doesn't have straight lines. Like the old camouflage was not straight lines, but they were curvy lines, but you had clear definition between the two colors, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yeah.
And the Marines did it correctly. They actually have a desert digital pattern and a woodland digital pattern. And then, of course, there's all sorts of...
But the Army wanted to get a digital pattern that would go everywhere, from Antarctica to the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, apparently they wanted...
Because you could just have one set of colors handle it all.
Yeah, it's hilarious because they were trying to save money by having only one uniform as opposed to having two uniforms. So
they're
when you deploy...
trying to save money. I mean,
right.
So the military can save money.
Where they're
going
to end up spending more because now they have to redesign yet a new pattern and issue out all this new gear and change the patterns of all the accessories to the uniform.
It sounds like what the government does.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, when you got free money, just print out some more, click some more numbers into your computer, bank account for the Army.
It doesn't matter if they're successful at saving money as long as they try to say we're trying to save money.
We're trying. Hey, the president's got the peace prize. We must be for peace, right?
Yep.
The toll-free number again is 1-800-259-9231. So, it doesn't just have to be military discussion here tonight. Certainly,
yes, it does.
Well, if you want to take it in that direction, it's up to you to take control of the airwaves here.
Well, people are probably thinking, what did Puke do in the military? So what did Puke do in the military?
Well, I puked a lot. No. I should just keep the jokes from Mark. So I was what you would call a 15 uniform Chinook helicopter mechanic, and I was a crew chief and mechanic on the large Chinook helicopters that look like buses with the two giant rotors.
I love those things.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great aircraft.
We'll come back with more. You can, if you get a question for Puke, 800-259-9231, or relate your experience or bring up absolutely anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, live Memorial Day edition of Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping. A savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Memorial Day edition, when the other hosts are taking the day off, we are here while you're barbecuing or doing whatever it is you're doing. Enjoying your holiday, which is a holiday that I think deserves discussion. It's one that people tend to kind of jump to certain conclusions about and utter cliches in reference toward. And I think that it behooves us, as the iconoclast, the professional iconoclast that we are, to point out the folly of the cliches. Thank you for your service, I think, is one of the most frequent. Now, Puke is with us here tonight. Puke is as an Iraq veteran against the war, and I think it just against war in general.
Yeah, that's the name's kind of silly. But I'm against all war now.
How do you respond when somebody says, thank you for your service?
Well, usually I just say thank you because I don't really want to get into the, you know, a 30-minute
like conversation.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, just trying to go and pick up some chips at the store or something. but you know, it's kind of a dilemma because I do have relatives that were veterans of, say, the Vietnam conflict, and you know, they've told me stories about getting spit on and stuff on the street, and I don't think I would prefer that. So usually I just say, you know, if I actually want to talk to him, I'll just say, like, well, you know, I appreciate the sentiment, but I really didn't do anything for you. You know, sorry, I spent all the money.
that's a good approach. I appreciate the sentiment because they're coming from
They're coming from, you know, what they believe to be the what do you call it, the good side, or
a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to say. But yeah, it is kind of, you know, just sort of the misguided concept that you know. As they say, you know, thank a veteran because you're free, you know, because of him you're free. And it's like, well,
yeah, if it wasn't for you, we'd be speaking Japanese or something like
that. Yeah, but oddly enough, I still, you know, I went to Afghanistan on two separate deployments before I could legally touch alcohol. You know, I still can't do whatever drugs I want.
No, wait, point of information. When you were in Afghanistan, was it difficult for you to get your hands on alcohol?
Not at all. I didn't say I didn't touch alcohol. I said I wasn't legally allowed to. Of course, I would drink like a fish over there.
How did they get it in there? I mean, did someone smuggle it in, or?
No, the Russians. Really? The Russians, when they pulled out, left booze everywhere, and you could just find an Afghani boy on base and be like, you know, vodka, vodka, and they'd run off and through the minefield and then come back hopefully later, and you'd have your cheap Russian vodka, and it was the worst rot gut I've ever drank.
So the military doesn't actually supply any beer?
No, we're not allowed to drink alcohol at all when deployed. It's sort of like it's almost like being a teetotaler organization, the military is now. They don't provide alcohol or beer or anything at all.
So by having some form of alcohol, were you in violation of contraband?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, you could sneak in alcohol.
But yet it was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because, right. I mean, it's just like prohibition for anything, you know. Guys want to drink, and, hey, quite frankly, when you're over there in this crap hole, you know, you got to do something. Most guys smoke or do something with tobacco, but one of the tricks was you get somebody to put whiskey in a Listerine bottle, and, you know, it looks like Listerine, and they mail it to you. So
That's true, and it probably would make it right through. Now, about this vodka, this terrible vodka that's floating around Afghanistan. Now, obviously, good Muslims generally don't drink, but who's to say that they're in fact good Muslims? And you'd think that somebody at some point would say, hey, let's try some of this stuff.
Is everybody in this country a Christian?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine everyone is a Muslim.
And also, just because the Muslim
country.
He might not drink, but he might know that he can get those stupid white boys to buy his vodka, and then he can go, you know, purchase whatever,
chew on pot or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever they purchase over there, because they don't.
So did you get out much and outside the base, I guess, is the first question. Secondly, do the Afghanis drink it? Is there that much that it's been there for 30 years and they've been drinking it and it's still there? Or is it just, you know, left over?
Well, I really don't have clear answers for that. I'm sure that some do drink it because, you know, there are different sects and different religions over there. And I'm sure there's guys up in the mountains that drink. But my first deployment to Afghanistan, I was actually crewing aircraft, so we went off base and, you know, participated in missions and stuff. But it really wasn't like I didn't have contact with locals. You know, we were just flying over them and scaring the women and children as we, you know, scared their sheep away from the fields and stuff like that, and just generally pissed off the populace. Yeah.
What were you flying over them for? Looking for flashing neon "I am a Taliban" sign? Or
no,
what?
Just going from point A to point B. Okay. You know, you would fly from the base to usually another base or some exfil location where you drop off troops or cargo. And a lot of times you're doing.
Did you say targo?
Cargo. I might have,
okay.
But I meant to say cargo.
It might have been me. I don't know.
In the military, anyway, we call it targo because we're tards. But they, you know, you'd be flying in this big helicopter, and, you know, most of these people, the last thing they knew of was the Russians, you know, shooting at them or something.
Yeah.
Now we're shooting at them.
Airplanes are not good news for them.
These big, loud helicopters come over, and the women, you know, throw their arms up in the air and run off. And on more than one occasion, we've flown over, you know, guys with their herds of sheep, and the sheep run off, and the guys, you know, you can see them, like,
not happy
shaking their fist at us. Yeah. One time we flew over a field, and I saw the guy had an oxen on a plow, and the oxen took off when we flew over it and was basically dragging the guy through the field. And I was you know, obviously that guy was not like, yay, America, that day. So.
Now, was there a lot of yay, America? Was there any of that that you were obvious or that was very obvious to you?
From the Afghanis?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really. I mean,
I wouldn't expect so.
I'd be yay, America if somebody had it with you know, several guys with fully automatic weapons and combat gear were right in front of me. Yes, we like you here.
Yeah.
John Wayne,
well,
good.
I'm sure they, you know, they liked us when we purchased their vodka from them across the fence and stuff like that.
Yeah, but for 10 times what they'd be able to get for any place else.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like any other occupied country. The locals, you know, if they can figure out some way to profit off of the soldiers there, then yeah, they'd probably like that. But most of them, I'm sure,
just when their relatives die in a fire from a, you know, explosive.
Yeah, like when the Canadians, you know, I was there for the big Canadian mistake where they bombed the wedding.
Oh, boy.
You know, I actually was on the mission that flew Hamid Karzai, whatever. He flew down to Kandahar and, you know, his diplomatic government cronies or whatever to try and smooth things over.
Yeah,
you know,
sorry about the wedding.
Yeah,
guys.
We're sorry that we
all
killed half your family, and, you know, your wedding is not exactly the best in the world.
Weddings really are big deals there, too, as I understand.
Well, I'm sure they're big deals here. And, you know, if anybody was having their wedding at the church and, you know, a JDAM came through the window and killed half of them, you know, it's not something, it's not
a
Kodak moment. Oh, a JDAM is Joint Defense Something, munition or something like that. It's a big bomb, like a 500-pounder.
It's a smart bomb. It wouldn't kill innocents.
Yeah, true.
This is what people think about these smart bombs.
The shrapnel flies out and seeks out only the terrorists.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like they said in Stanley Kubrick's excellent film, Full Metal Jacket, how do you know that he's a VC?
He's dead.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know, or he's running or something, how do you know he's a well-disciplined VC is when he's standing still or something like that. I forget how the quote goes.
1-800-259-9231.
So basically, if they look like the enemy, they are the enemy.
Yeah, if they're not white and in an army uniform, that's essentially how you could tell they're the enemy.
Isn't that the mentality that we've heard so many times from the people that call, some of the people that call this show, is that it's them. Them. They did the terrorism.
Right,
every single one of the people in Afghanistan and Iraq are guilty of terrorism, so they should be exterminated. It seems to be the message, and it's just this blind, thoughtless mentality.
Right, and, you know, I did have some chance to, you know, there's like a guy there in the bazaar that sold his stuff, and we had this, you know, little bazaar where guys could come on and sell their, you know, fake swords or their Pakistani junk, and soldiers would pay $40 for it. But, you know, you talk to them, and, you know, they're human beings just like everybody else. They have their hobbies, and they love their family, and they, you know, they have a job. They're trying to survive. You know, when you boil down to the basics of humanity, we're all the same.
Well, I wish we had more military members who thought that way. I mean,
I think you'll find that a lot of soldiers really do want peace, and they find these lessons out.
Don't want
it
bad enough to stop following bad orders.
Well, and then you have an endless supply of high school children, 18 years old. That,
yeah,
you know, that
brainwashed.
Yeah,
talk is cheap. You know, oh yeah, I want peace, but I'm going to go on a mission. And
well,
kill some
I'm guilty
tonight.
Of it myself. I didn't, you know, leave the military. I just, when my time was up, that's when
that's what everybody does. They say, I got 3 more months, or I can make a big stink now.
I understand, but it's easier to go along to get along. 800-259-9231, and that's why we're where we at. Because that's why the government keeps getting bigger. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent Abundant, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We're here live for the Memorial Day edition of the program. Puke is joining us here in the studio.
Hello.
He is of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Now, there's another organization you mentioned, Veterans for Peace?
Correct.
What's the difference between the two? Is it just Iraq Veterans Against the War are only against the Iraq War?
Yeah, essentially there's several different peace organizations for veterans. There's Veterans for Peace. There's like the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, and there's an Iraq Veterans Against the War. I don't know if there's an Afghanistan Veterans Against the War, though. But, yeah, essentially...
you were in both, though, right?
Yes, I was... I took the whirlwind tour of the Middle East. Iraq Veterans Against the War is essentially their main mission was against the Iraq War, which is kind of silly. You know, they should transition into like just Veterans for Peace or just Veterans Against War or something mm-hmm. to that effect, because of course eventually the conflict might end, and you know, since Obama became elected, a lot of people. Of course, buy into his rhetoric.
Peace is reigning
yeah,
at this point.
That, yeah,
he's got the peace prize. We're now downsizing the military and getting out of all the places we shouldn't be.
Yeah, so now a lot of the IVAW board members are not even actual like combat veterans. They might not have even deployed and stuff. And so they're just kind of, a lot of the issues coming up lately have been for like, health benefits or whatever for mm-hmm. wounded veterans, stuff like that. And it's like there are already organizations out there that deal with that. You know, there should be a modern veterans association against war, period.
Do you find that the Iraq Veterans Against the War are generally anti-war, or that they just specifically disagree with this one particular war and that they'd be just as, you know, they'd be likely to support another war?
Yeah, actually, a lot of the members, like I don't pay a whole hell of a lot of attention to the organization. I just sort of became a member and do some stuff in New Hampshire, essentially. But from what I have read, yeah, a lot of the members are, you know, they don't have a problem with Afghanistan, essentially, stuff like that. You know, they feel that Afghanistan is justified because they've, you know, bought into the rhetoric of, you
know. They voted differently for that one.
Yeah, that's where the enemy came from, even though they're Saudi.
Are you
like
also a member of Veterans for Peace?
No, I am not.
It seems like they would be. They may be a little bit more. I mean, I'm speculating. I've never been involved in either organization. But perhaps Veterans for Peace, just based on the name, would have a little bit more of a principled anti-war stance.
Yeah, I believe that the two organizations are actually, like IVAW was an offshoot of Veterans for Peace, I believe, or something to that effect. It would be probably a better organization because they're not hampered by the name of a current conflict. You know, they can, they're just veterans. But we're for peace.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, you can't really get more of a plain message than that.
Right. If you're for peace, then there's no inconsistency there, right? I mean, you're not for killing people into the right circle. Well, if I were the general, then I would have done it this way.
Yeah. You know, Iraq veterans against the Iraq war, but any other war, well, open up that can of whoop-ass.
All right. So you can bring up anything here. Let's go to Dave listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live on the Memorial Day edition. Hello, Dave.
Happy Memorial Day, and I thank you guys for being live. Everybody else is all recordings and everything. That's a good way to celebrate Memorial Day.
I'm actually a zombie.
And I wanted to tell Puke, I used to get my weed and 8-track tapes sent to me when I was in the service. I was
there you go.
I was in the Marine Corps from 75, 79.
Was there a lot of weed smoking that you were aware of back then?
Oh, yeah.
When you were in Navy guys
had the tie stick all the time, so I used to trade gear for tie stick. Because
there are guys in Iraq that got busted, I know, for weed in my unit, so it was happening, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. What else do you want to share?
And, I want to ask Puke, did he see anything that was like left over from like Alexander the Great, or was he near any of the spots where Alexander and his boys hung out and stuff?
Well, that's possible. I didn't see any signposts or anything.
Alexander was here.
I did miss out on there was a mission I could have flown on my first deployment to Afghanistan where they some of my buddies were on the mission, and they flew past where the world's largest Buddhas used to be before the Taliban artillery shot artillery at it and blew them up. But I don't know if I flew over any historic sites in Iraq or anything like that.
Well, usually they're scared of sheepherders.
Yeah, pretty much.
Afghanistan's been a spot that empire has been trying to control forever, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of spots out there in Afghanistan. Like, you know, you'll be flying along, and on the side of a mountain, there's an old Russian tank just sitting there with the tracks come off, and, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere. And then you shoot at it for target practice.
But isn't that going to hurt you? I mean, things ricochet off tanks, right?
Not when you're flying by like 100 feet over it at, 80 miles an hour.
I see. You just shoot it with a gun.
Yeah.
I was stationed down in Okinawa and the Philippines and Korea and on a ship a lot, so it was really hot. You know, we used to
get
the beer cold by using CO2, the fire extinguisher.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, absolutely.
We used to go down in the tank deck down there, and everything's so close together, it would take a half hour to climb into a good spot where nobody could get to you, and we'd just unload a CO2 fire. And we knew the guy who reloaded them, so we got them reloaded.
Oh, I was going to say, did you get away with expending the cartridges?
The Navy and the Marines, like they call the Navy guys squids and the Marine jarheads, but I was like the go-between because I kept going back and forth to shore so I could bring the beer back, and the Navy guys liked me. So I was like the peacekeeper, so I would set everything up. I'd go get the guy with the CO2 thing, and then,
and then the Filipinos
would come at night to the ship in little boats and everything, and we'd put down a little bag, and you could buy like all kinds of knives and weed and anything you wanted, you buy off of that.
Man, so what kind of work did they have you guys doing?
I was with a construction crew. I was like a Marine CB. We used to go around making Harrier pads, and
Mark. They don't work.
Yeah, we used to set up F4 catapults and like little airports. We could set up an airport like in 17 hours by putting down this aluminum matting and stuff and catapults. Yeah. And I dealt with F-4s, Harriers, A-6s. They're all over with now. They don't use them no more.
So how much of your day was spent doing that kind of work versus effing around?
It was like a regular job because I was in peacetime, 75 to 79. Mm. And we used to just go around playing war on the islands of the Philippines and stuff like that.
Dave, thanks for sharing the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeremy in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian Puke and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Jeremy.
I've noticed talking to veterans, especially sometimes over Facebook and whatnot, that there's a lot of, well, they want us here. It's always the first part of it always starts off with they want us here, referring to like Iraq and Afghanistan.
They, everyone.
And the second part, no, but the second part is we're giving them stuff.
But,
it always
yeah,
follows
guess,
in that order.
I guess
so like,
death
okay, so
counts
you're not
like
shooting
doing
that and blowing up, and you're giving stuff and playing Santa Claus with they like you. But it's always we're giving them stuff, and it's all. Wow, you went to the store and you bought food and water for these people with your money? That's, I mean, that's really altruistic.
Well, there are contractors like Kellogg, Brown, and Root that are building stuff. Like the soldiers themselves don't, you know, we might hand out candy or something every now and then. But
so you're saying that the claim is that they're getting schools and infrastructure and that sort of thing? Is that the claim?
Well, no, a lot of it's, you know, we give them food and we give them water.
Really? Okay.
Well, we have to because we destroyed all of their infrastructure.
Yeah, but they aren't giving it to them. They're, I mean, it's like if I stole something from Mark and if I stole an iPod from Mark and gave it to Ian. I didn't really, I mean, I guess.
Well, right, the soldier is not giving something. He's just, you know, taking from the stores of the, you know, the base or something like that. And, you know, he didn't pay for the food himself, which is what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, it's not nearly as altruistic as I try to make it sound.
No, absolutely not.
Right, the individual does not have to give of themselves. They're being paid to
deliver. Yeah, the soldier just goes out and gets a box of MREs and whips them off a truck. You know,
right.
He's not actually you know, paying for those MREs with his salary.
There's
or anything,
no cost
no.
to him. He's getting paid to hand out freebies from the taxpayer to those people. So, thanks for the clarification on that, Jeremy. Anything else you want to share?
No, I guess that's about it.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, so what he's saying is the claim that they want us here is fallacious because who is they and how many are they? And if they are 51% of the population, do they get to tell the other 49% what to do? I mean, if they wanted you there, then they wouldn't be shooting at you.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. We'll talk about some real heroes here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Hour two coming up next. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.